This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1102. Understand New Zealand accents for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
IELTS listening audio contains a variety of accents in English, and you need to be familiar with all of them. Today, we share recommendations for TV shows and movies that will help you understand the New Zealand accent while having a good laugh. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. I listened to a really good album this morning. Do you ever like I go through music phases where I listen to certain kinds of music and I get like really into it because it like it makes it feel good, right? Music is positive. So this morning I was listening to Pearl Jam Unplugged because I'm obviously a 90s girl. And like I was walking my dogs outside singing out loud in a park, and I looked like a crazy person, but I felt so happy.
I love it. I wish I could have walked past you and just enjoyed how happy you were.
Oh my gosh, I know. Listeners, I don't know if everybody realizes this, but Aubrey and I have never actually met in person.
Oh, it's so crazy, right? If you've been listening for a long time, you may have heard us mention that. We had all these great plans to meet up in California, and then COVID hit, and we weren't able to, and it was such a bummer. One day, Jessica.
One day. I know it's so funny, but like, obviously, guys, you hear us chatting. Like, we are friends. We do talk all the time. You hear us talking on the show. But these days, that doesn't feel... like, that feels normal. Mm-hmm. Like, we're so used to working online that, like, I am hanging out with you right now.
Yeah, right? I know, it's true. It really goes to show that all of, like, if you have a IELTS speaking partner, it doesn't have to be in the same town. It doesn't have to be face-to-face.
Totally.
It can be so effective and everything you need over Skype, over Zoom. That's all you need.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. You don't have to be surrounded by English. You don't have to go to a classroom. You don't have to pay a private tutor $100 a session or whatever. Especially if you're in the Three Keys course, you can find super quality, amazing students to practice with from all over the world that are super
supermodels.
Sounded
like you were going to say supermodels.
I wanted to combine positive and motivated. And so I almost said mausitive, which is not a word, but they are positive and motivated. Anyway, speaking of Three Keys students, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our student Clara, who took the test for the very first time, guys. One and done. I love that. Yeah. One and done. Listening 8, reading 7.5, writing 7.5, speaking 7.5. You guys. I couldn't even believe these scores. They're so amazing. So yeah, just want to give a quick congratulations to Three Keys student Clara.
Yes. And I actually was able to interview Livia this morning, and this was the inspiration for today's podcast, because you're going to hear her interview in just a couple days. And she mentioned that in her speaking exam, in the listening exam, a lot of the audio had accents from New Zealand. So she was like, make sure you guys are familiar with every English accent because some of them can be quite thick and harder to understand.
Totally. And a New Zealand accent is not exactly the same as an Australian accent, you guys. I think there are a lot of similarities for sure. But when you get into like the thick accents, right, like the extreme ends of the Aussie and the Kiwi accents, then they do sound different. So, guys, we are... Aubrey and I love these episodes so much because we're so dorky about movies and TV shows. And this is a great excuse for us to share some of our favorite New Zealand, or you could say Kiwi, some of our favorite Kiwi shows and movies. So you guys can not only get used to this accent that you will hear on the IELTS exam, but you can discover some new amazing material that will just delight you and make you laugh a lot. All this stuff is super funny. It's all funny.
Yes, I know. These are some of our favorite episodes to do. And we have done some in the past about different accents, different resources we're sharing. So make sure that you're subscribed here to our podcast, IELTS Energy, wherever you find your podcasts. And also, this is on YouTube, a video recording, if you're more of a visual learner. So you can also follow IELTS Energy TV on YouTube to get all of these great resources.
And you could see our funny facial expressions. Sometimes if I'm watching, like, you know, past episodes or something, I'm like, what are we doing right now? We are very expressive.
Very expressive.
Okay, definitely check out IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. Okay, let's get into this. Aubrey, we have a big list for you guys today. All right, New Zealand accent. First of all, the number one TV show series that everybody should watch is called Flight of the Conchords. You can find episodes on YouTube. It is on HBO if you have access to that platform. So Flight of the Conchords, it's all Kiwi accents, guys, except for the one girl. But the two main guys, they're two musicians. Musicians in air quotes. And it's just so funny because they're kind of inept. They make a lot of mistakes. They're not successful. They have a manager who is also not successful at his job. And it's just all so funny, you guys. So definitely Flight of the Conchords.
Yes, it's actually this stars. They're a band, right? In New Zealand. It's comedy folk. So it's really funny, all of their songs. And then they built this show around their songs, like fitting them in. And it's so funny how they do it. So not only are you getting this great New Zealand accent, I don't know if I've ever laughed harder than when I watched Flight of the Conchords.
And you know what? You can actually find Flight of the Conchords playlists and albums. And I listen to it sometimes because some of these songs I still sing from the show because it was so funny at the time. I laughed so hard that it stuck in my brain. Stick It Together with the Tape of Love, for example. I don't want to sing it because I don't want to get sued. I'm not sure about those rules. But anyway... favorite song. Okay. So two of the actors from that show, guys, branched off and did a lot of amazing things. Can you tell us about one of those people and their projects, Aubrey?
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Yes, so Brett McKenzie, one of them, has done some Muppets. He's done the music for a lot of things, and the most recent Muppet movie, he did the music for them.
But I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, it's amazing. But Jemaine Clement has been in lots of movies.
So much
has, and they're all so good. Everything is good because he is just so funny. Mm-hmm. He has done voice work for a couple of Disney movies. He's the crab in Moana. He's the white cockatoo in Rio and Rio 2. So even you can watch that cartoon maybe with your kids or not. They're very entertaining for adults because they're
Moana's
funny.
Moana's great.
They're so good. Both of those are so good. And his character has a lot of speaking parts, so you can hear the New Zealand accent with his characters because it's just his voice. But he's also done. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Does a lot of voice work. He's been in some of my favorite cartoons, like Steven Universe. He's played a character in Steven Universe. Anyway,
I'm not surprised because his voice is so great.
He's so funny. He's so great. Anyways, great Oz, Kiwi accent for sure. And then what else were you going to say? Anything else from him?
I was going to talk about What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I love it.
It's probably one of my favorite movies. So another actor from New Zealand, Taika Waititi, is the director and actor in these movies with Jermaine Clement as well. So it's really funny. It's sort of a mockumentary about these vampires and werewolves in New Zealand. But it's so funny. You're just going to laugh so hard.
And it's one of my favorite movies.
It's so funny.
Yeah, so Rhys Darby is from Flight of the Conchords. He's a werewolf in that movie. Jermaine Clement is a vampire in that movie. Taika Waititi, director. Now, Taika Waititi, he also did Thor Ragnarok.
Right.
That is my number one Marvel movie.
Oh, it's so good. And it's very different in such a good way.
It's so funny. But Taika Waititi, with his New Zealand accent, he plays a character in that movie. He plays Korg in Thor Ragnarok, the big rock dude. That's Taika Waititi. So that is a New Zealand accent, guys.
Yes. And then he also, Taika Waititi, is in a brand new movie that's in theaters right now in the United States called Free Guy. Ryan Reynolds is the main character. It's so funny and entertaining. It went by in like 10 seconds because I was just so entertained the whole time. But Taika Waititi is the bad guy. He's like the owner of this software company who like doesn't care about anyone. And he's just using his accent the whole time. So again, awesome. Great exposure to his New Zealand accent, but such a good movie. You got to see it with your son, Jessica. It's so funny.
I'm totally going to take him. I love going to the movies. And both of us got really excited when we saw this. We saw this preview when we went to see, was it Black Widow? Maybe. Anyway, it's going to be really funny. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's amazing.
But I like these recommendations of movies that are a mix. So you get the New Zealand accent with the American accent, probably some British people in there as well.
Sure.
Like in Thor Ragnarok, then you have the Aussie accent because Thor. So I like that these movies have mixtures of all the accents because that's exactly like IELTS, you guys. So it gets your ear accustomed to switching back and forth. So I think our recommendations today with the mixtures of accents are especially fantastic for you guys as IELTS students. Develop that flexibility. All right, we just have three more things to talk about real fast, guys. The first, Rhys Darby. I said his name before, Flight of the Conchords, What We Do in the Shadows. Rhys Darby is also an excellent stand-up comedian. I'm sure you could see his stuff on YouTube, guys, but just Google Rhys Darby stand-up. That's R-H-Y-S and then D-A-R-B-Y, Rhys Darby. He's very physical, so it'll be easier for you guys to like have that context and know what he's talking about. And his jokes are, you can understand this stand-up, guys. I'm telling you. Definitely check that out. Okay, we have two more quick. I'll make this quick because these are mine, so I'll make it quick. Wellington Paranormal. It is a super ridiculous in a very funny way. It's a mockumentary as well, which means they make it look like a documentary, but it's not. They write it. It's a story. So it's a mockumentary about two police people in Wellington, New Zealand, who investigate supernatural crimes. It's hilarious, you guys. It's so funny. It's amazing. So, you know, it's a sitcom. They're very short episodes, easy to consume. So that's Wellington Paranormal. Last one is a movie I know I talked about on here before, but years ago, like 3 years ago. It's called The Breaker Upperers, and it is a New Zealand movie, comedy. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. We can't communicate how funny this material is that we're sharing with you guys. So here's all the benefits, guys. You get the New Zealand accent. You get this listening practice for IELTS. That is, you can't live without this accent, right? Because it's gonna come up on the exam. And you get to laugh. You get to be motivated and positive while you're learning English. So
And it's very native and natural speech because a lot of these comedians are very good at improv. A lot of in Free Guy, I was reading that a lot of what Taika Waititi said was improvised and they just kept it in the film because it was so good. So it ends up being very native, natural speech because a lot of it's not even scripted.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So guys, definitely for more recommendations and more specific test prep tips, follow this podcast, guys, wherever you're listening. Make sure to hit follow so you don't miss an episode or one of the bonuses that we just throw in for you guys all the time. And check us out on YouTube, guys. Whole other set of video lessons there, plus podcast videos. So check out IELTS Energy TV on YouTube.
Awesome. This is really fun. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to check out Wellington Paranormal. And I want to watch a lot of these things again because they're all so good.
I love it. And I'm going to take James to see Free Guy. I'll report back next week.
Awesome.
All right. All right. Have a good day.
See you later.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.